Amen. Thank God for young people that love the house of God. Amen. You know, the message that the disciples heard from the Lord, or I could say messages that they had heard from the Lord, was oftentimes confusing. And they would ask him, "What did you mean by that? And why did you say it that way?" And he would have to give them understanding and go over it with them. And I think in meditating about this and preparing for this, there are several things that got in the way of their understanding. And first, it was their humanity. Somebody said humanity.
Humanity.
You know, our humanity is really an awesome thing. When you consider scripture like David that said, "I am fearfully and wonderfully made," it is really a very, very awesome thing to be a human. Amen. It's a one-of-a-kind experience, this human experience. None of the animals have this experience, although some would try to tell us that they do. But we are unique in the universe. There's none like us. God created us special and made us the way that we are. Praise God. I remember as just a young boy in grade school, we'd camp out in the backyard every now and then. And I remember laying in the tent and looking up at the stars and wondering in my mind, why am I here at this time? Why am I here at all? And I didn't get any answers to that until I gave my life to the Lord. But I'm glad that he chose to make me and to put me in this time period of my life. And when you look at it from a scriptural standpoint, our composition, or the thing that makes us up, is our body. Everybody said body. It is our soul. Everybody said soul. And it is our spirit. Everybody said spirit. We are made as body, soul, and spirit. I want to talk about that just a little bit here tonight. But as long as we are without God, and I would say even as for those that are with God, there is a constant conflict that's going on because of our humanity, because of the composition that God made us from. You know, one day you can wake up in the morning and you can say, "Man, it'd be all right." Amen. But you wake up in the morning and you feel blue. Has anybody ever had that experience? Amen. Well, only three or four of you. Well, I'm preaching to just three or four of you tonight. Somebody said amen.
Amen.
We'll get moving here in just a moment. And the next day, when you wake up, you're on the mountaintop. Has anybody ever had that?
Amen.
Well, a few more of you here tonight. Praise God. And you know what that is? That's your spirit. And that's a small s. That's not the spirit of God. But it's your spirit. And it is the way you look at things and so forth. One day you wake up and you feel spiritual, you feel like the Lord is near, and then the next day you wake up and you feel as carnal as a goose. Amen. Well, praise God. That's our unique position here as human beings. And I would say that that is your soul. Amen. That's a result of your soul. And then, oh my, this, I'm sure that everybody's going to raise their hand on this one. But one day when you wake up, you feel energetic. And the next day, you feel lethargic and you have a bad headache.
Amen.
See, I thought everybody would raise their hand. Those that you didn't are not being truthful tonight. And maybe I just need to preach to that. Amen. But in reality, we are a one-of-a-kind in the universe. There is nothing else that comes close in the creation of God. We're far superior than a star Amen. We're far superior than any other animal or anything that God created in this world. Somebody said amen.
Amen.
Amen. And I know this tonight because when we look at Scripture, when our journey in life is finished, the Bible says that this flesh is going to go back to the ground. And so it's not a permanent thing. And then we read also in Scripture that when we die, the spirit goes back to God who gave it. Amen. So our attitude, our spirit, goes back to God who made it. Amen. And the soul goes into eternity. And the soul is really the only part of us that is going to spend eternity somewhere. And none of us tonight have control over where our body goes at death. And none of us have any kind of, no control over where the spirit goes. Amen. But there are some predetermined things that we can't change. Amen. And somewhere housed in this body, which wrestles with our spirit, is the spiritual side of us, and that is the soul. Amen. That's the spiritual side of you and I. The flesh and the spirit are always going to be in tune with the things of this world, while at the same time, the soul feels the spiritual world, and whether it realizes it or not, it is touched by the world every single day. Whether you realize it or not, there are demon spirits that are working in our world today. Well, praise God. They are doing their dirty work and so forth. And you say, well, I don't know what's going on. You may not know what's going on, but your soul is affected by darkness and light. That's why we need the church. Praise God.
Amen.
That's why we need preaching. Amen. And because our flesh and our spirit are so in tune with the things of the flesh and the spirit in this world, it's so easy to float along, I'll just say, in cruise control tonight. And just push the button and we're just going to move right along, and I'm not going to do anything with my life. But your flesh and your spirit can often override your soul. Now think about that tonight. We are so different than any other thing that God created. A star has to just sit right there because that's what God commanded it to do. The birds, they fly south for the winter, and they have their young, and that's all that they do because that's what they were created to do. Amen. And our flesh and our spirit can and sometimes does override the soul. And this is where what I would call tonight appetite. That's where appetite comes into play, because every one of us have an appetite, and it is desire, and Scripture in one place calls it lust. Psalm chapter 42 and verse 2, the soul, David said, my soul thirsteth for God. And when you're thirsty, that means you're lusting for water, you're desiring water. And so the soul can thirst for God and it has a desire and a need to touch God. Amen. I'm sure there are many of you that understand what I'm saying tonight. But 1 John chapter 2 and verse 16, it says, for all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, there's the flesh and the spirit, it is not of the Father, but it is of the world. Amen. And he goes on and says, the world passes away, and the lust thereof, but he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. So the lust of the flesh and the lust of the spirit is going to be gone, but the soul is going to remain forever. And it's going to spend eternity in a place called heaven, and the other place, I don't even want to talk about it tonight, it makes me tremble, and it's a place called hell. But there is definitely a eternity that is waiting our soul. And Paul spoke to the Galatians here in Galatians 5 and 17. And he said, "For the flesh lusteth after the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh." Now that's a capital S. And so that's the Holy Ghost. That's the Spirit of God. And these are contrary one to another, so that you cannot do the things that you would. Amen. So the flesh, your flesh and your spirit are contrary, and they go contrary, and they fight against the soul. Amen. The soul desires God. The flesh desires other things. Amen. And it brings us tonight to our text scripture. You probably thought that I wasn't focused here on the text, but I still am. Jesus told his disciples, John 14 and 1 again, "Let not your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you." Amen. That's very, very exciting tonight. "And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also." Praise God. Didn't really go into a whole lot of detail, but he said, "I go to prepare a place for you." And you look at the beauty of the universe and the beauty of our world, and it was done in 6 days. What is the mansion that he has for you and I going to look like after 2,000 years of construction? Amen. It's going to be really great. And it's more than just a mansion that we're living for God for. It is to see Jesus and to fulfill the desire and the need of our soul. Amen. And that will be for eternity. And so he described these things. And then he said, "Whither I go, you know, and the way you know." And so the question comes up, where am I going to go and how am I going to get there? And that's a very important question that we need to answer, that everybody needs to hear. And Thomas, there's Doubting Thomas, that's what they call him. Thomas said unto him, "Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way?" To me, that seems like a reasonable answer, because he said, "Lord, you haven't told us, so we don't know where you're going, and we don't know how to get there. Can you show us what we need to know?" And Thomas just naturally didn't receive the words of Jesus and became very confused. And it's so typical of you and I. Amen. We can be looking at something, it can be right in front of our face. Amen. Just like us men. Amen. And well, thank you. I got one amen here tonight. Amen. You can open the refrigerator and look for something, and it's right in the front, and you can't find it. I was looking all over for my cell phone tonight, and it was right there on the arm of my armchair, of my recliner in the living room, and I walked by it several times and never saw it. Amen. There are times that things are right in front of us, and they're very obvious to us, but we miss them. Somebody could say amen to that.
Amen.
Amen. And actually, it was that way with Thomas, because the way and the truth and the life was standing right there in front of him, speaking to him face to face, and yet he was confused.
Amen.
Amen. The place that we want to go and how we're going to get there is standing right in front of me, trying to minister the word to me. And Thomas said, "Lord, I'm just totally confused. I don't know what you're saying. I don't know how to respond to this. And folks, I'm telling you tonight, in your walk with God, in your pursuit of heaven, amen, there's going to be times that things come along your way that's going to confuse you. Amen. Things that come along and you don't understand why. And what we need is a word from the Lord. What we need to do is look around and lay aside the worldly thoughts. Come on now. Lay aside the logic and the reasoning of our mind and our body and our spirit. Amen. And lay those things aside and get a hold of what is really taking place in our world and in your personal world. Amen. There are so many today that I could talk about, but one of them is this situation that is coming upon America and is already here right now in front of us. And we can get so caught up in the political arena of our world. And I enjoy reading about politics, but I've really given it up. I haven't read much about it in several weeks. And I'm really not that interested anymore because of the situation. And what I have learned is, and maybe you've learned the same thing, is that situations that are taking place in our world, we read about that more than we read the Bible. Well, praise God. We think about what's happening in the world more than we think about the will of God. Well, praise the Lord. And we have the answer right in front of us. His name is Jesus. And I know that's simplistic tonight, but it is really very profound. Amen. The way, the truth, and the life was standing right there. And he said, Lord, we don't know where to go. And we don't know how to get there. And Jesus answered and said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Praise God. He is the way, the truth, and the life tonight. There's no other way to fulfill the desire of the soul outside of Jesus Christ. Amen. You're not going to fulfill your soul by feeding your mind and your flesh with things of this world. But what we must do, we must lay aside those things that war against our soul and focus on the Lord and what he wants to do today. Praise God. I'm glad for our promotion we're doing on Sundays. And I've already got my invitations for the first part of this week. And I hope somebody else has taken the time. You know, I found out that it's a whole lot easier than what you think. We've got those little cards back on the table back there. And you can take them. They're free of charge. It's a tool. And today I was talking to someone, and she didn't speak very good English. But I said, I would like to invite you to come to my church and the church that we attend. And she was really excited about it. I gave her the card. And the Lord's going to do the rest. But I'm telling you, we're not going to have anybody come to the house of God unless we invite them to come. Amen. You say, well, I'm too busy. You're the one I'm wanting to talk to here tonight. Well, I've got so many things going on in my life, I just don't have time. You're the one I want to talk to tonight because the soul is crying out. The souls of men outside the doors of the church, they are crying out for something, whether they realize it or not. When they drink their alcohol, it's not an addiction so much as it is the soul crying out and saying, I need something that will satisfy me. Praise God. And here we sit tonight with the treasures of heaven in our heart, the treasures of heaven in this earthen vessel, and hoarding it to ourselves. I'm telling you what, tonight, we've got to wake up and understand the Lord is right in front of us saying it's time for revival. We're not going to wait. We're not going to disagree with the program that we've got set up. Amen. Well, somebody ought to say amen.
Amen.
Well, I can't get involved because, well, I'm telling you what, tonight, you might check yourself, and it might be that your flesh and your spirit are ruling instead of your soul. And it doesn't get better, it gets worse.
Amen.
Amen. And if things don't go your way, then you're just not going to be involved. But I want to be involved. Amen. I love to invite people to the house of God. I love to take the time to teach a Bible study. Amen. Well, I wished I had an amen there tonight. I don't mind taking the time to pray, taking the time to read the Word. I'm really enjoying reading through the Word this year. And we're taking turns and we're going through it together. And you can do the same thing. Amen. Because that is soul food. That is soul food. And if you don't recognize what is happening, you can miss the way and where you are going. Praise God. What is your life existing for tonight? Is it just to buy a home and to have a car and to be prosperous and take a vacation every now and then? That's what the world is looking for. But in reality, what they're looking for is something that will satisfy the soul. I learned a long time ago that when I go on a vacation, I'm really excited about it at the beginning, but when it's all over and done with, there's an empty spot down on the inside. If this is all there is to it, then it's not that much. And things of this life can't satisfy. Amen. Maybe I'm preaching to somebody on the internet tonight, but I'm telling you what we need is Jesus Christ. And in order to have Jesus Christ, now listen to this, we've got to have the church.
Amen.
I'm just going to say it tonight. We try to beat around the bush. Well, you really need to come to church if you can. I'm telling you tonight, if you don't come to church, you're not going to be saved.
Amen.
Well, praise the Lord. Amen. And I don't say that to be confrontational tonight, but there are so many that in reality, it is rebellion against God that folks say, well, I'm just going to stay home and read my Bible. I'm telling you what, it's not going to happen. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. It doesn't come by hearing through Facebook for the rest of your life. No, it doesn't. You've got to have a pastor in your life. You've got to have a pastor in your life. Amen. And if you can't submit to the pastor, you're not going to submit your life to the Lord. Well, praise God. Well, I just don't feel like, or I just don't see it. That's my point tonight. You're looking through the eyes of flesh, and the eyes of the flesh are not going to be able to see the things of the realm of the Spirit. Praise God. And so what we have to do is we have to understand where the way is and how to get there. Amen. Galatians 5:17. I'm not sure if I already read that one. For the flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary one to the other, so that you cannot do the things that you would. And so in our unique position as human beings, and this human experience that the Lord has given to us, from the day that we are born, there is a battle that takes place. And if you don't believe it, just look at the little ones. My grandson was here, and we had it set up where everything was taken out of the room almost. And we had toys in the middle of the living room, and I sat down with him, and I picked up one of the toys, was going to play with him. He comes running over there, and he said, "That's mine." And he grabbed that thing, and he took it away from me. I'm his grandpa. He ought to have a little more respect for the old man. Praise God. But no, that's mine. That's mine. And you know what that is? That's the lust of the flesh already manifesting itself. That's mine. Now, us adults, we're a little bit more sophisticated about that. And we don't run over and grab things out of people's hands. Although when we lived in Boston, there was Filene's Basement, and it was right downtown Boston, big, big store. And the first, second, and third floor had the expensive stuff, but the basement had the bargain stuff. And people would go into the basement and look around. It's kind of like Dillard's Outlet. And I remember going down there and somebody picking up something to look at it, and somebody walking by and yanking it out of their hand and throw it in their cart. Amen. The lust of the flesh. I'm going to be happy if I have this. Amen. And it's the way of our world. Praise God. So I guess some of us adults, we can act like little children too. It's natural in the beginning for these things to happen. The flesh lusteth against the spirit. That's capital S. And the spirit against the flesh. You know who I want to win? I want the Spirit of God to win. Praise God. I want the Spirit of God to win. And so Jesus told his disciples, where I go, you know, and the way you know. Thomas just naturally did not receive it, but he became confused. And Paul wrote about this in Romans 7 and verse 23. I'm talking about the great apostle Paul. He said, but I see another law in my members, warring against the law of my mind and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin, which is in my members. Amen. And so there is a law that's in the members. It's in your members. It's in your body. That's the part of us that is worldly. And it brings me into captivity to the law of sin, which is in my members. All have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Amen. Within your flesh, within your spirit, is naturally that which is against God. And if you're not careful, and it will bring you into bondage, amen. And Paul looked it over, and it's just astounding to me that he would write this down. But he said, oh, wretched man that I am. You know, there are some folks that look in the mirror and they really like what they see. But there's some of us that when we look in the mirror, it's almost like a horror story. Amen. Well, praise God. You know, they advertise this stuff that you can, it's made out of plant stem cells or something, and you rub it under your eyes and the bags disappear. And then they've got something else and you put it on your neck and the turkey neck is gone. And all of this, and I thought, you know, that's interesting. I'm going to look into this. And it was just a little bitty thing about that big for $153. And, of course, that was on sale. It was usually $500 and something. And I thought, no way, Jose. Amen. Let her shine. Praise God. Let the bags get bigger. Praise God. We'll have a bag contest. See who can get the biggest bags. Amen. But I know some folks, they've got to have all the lines just right and all of that. Well, that's okay when you're young, but folks, just give it up when you're older. Just give it up. Amen. Because there's no way to fight against it. We're aging and we are living in a body of flesh. We're not in angelic bodies here tonight. Amen. Well, praise the Lord. We're not. And he said, oh, wretched man that I am. In other words, when I look in the mirror, I don't like what I see. Amen. When I take stock of my spirit, I don't like what I see. Amen. And it's in my members. It's a part of me. And then he said, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? It's almost like he gave up and said, this is a hopeless situation. It doesn't matter how long I pray. It doesn't matter how much I fast. It doesn't matter about those things. I run into persecution. I run into troubles, but then on top of all of those things that I have to deal with, I look in the mirror and I take stock of myself and I say, oh, you wretched man. And I think that's why he said in another place, I die daily. Amen. He came to a mature understanding that I have to feed my soul every day. Because if I don't, my flesh and my spirit is going to take over and it's going to rule the soul that God gave to me to spend eternity with him. And he struggled in this dilemma. And then he said, I thank God through Jesus Christ. Everybody said, through Jesus Christ. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then with the mind, I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh, the law of sin. Amen. Amen. In other words, it's going to be with me until the day that I die. Right. I'm not ever going to get rid of this. I'm never going to get so spiritual that I am not tempted. I'm never going to get to pray so much and fast so much that I become super Christian. Amen. And underneath my shirt, I've got a big S. I'm telling you what, you can't fly like Superman flies. Amen. You can't do great things without God in your life. And none of us are Superman. None of us are Superwoman. Amen. We're just common, ordinary flesh. Amen. I'm just looking tonight at some of these good-looking young men. Of course, they're all good-looking, and they got their nice suit on and all that. But I'll tell you what, I'm just looking at bags of mud here tonight. Amen. We were made out of dirt. A part of us is of this earth. Amen. And we have to understand and recognize that we need God. Young man, you need God. I'm telling you, you need God. You say, well, I failed. Get up and repent and fill your soul with the Word of God. Amen. Come to church and worship the Lord. Run the aisles. Pray. Seek after God. Spend some time in fasting. Amen. And you'll understand after a course of time that there is a way to make it. Amen. And Paul struggled with this dilemma. He struggled with where to go, how to get there. And for him, it was clear doctrinally, and he could preach the Word of God. He knew it front to back. But I'm telling you what, it's more than just knowledge and words that are in your mind and in your heart. Amen. He understood there's a constant spiritual battle taking place. Well, praise God. And Jesus said unto him, here's his answer, I am the way. Isn't that profound? It's so simple, Thomas missed it. Standing right there in front of him. I am the truth. I am the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. What did Jesus say about this? Amen. What did he say about it? John 3:5. You knew I was going to go there tonight. I want to reach somebody. John 3:5. Except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. In another place in the scripture, it says that flesh and blood shall not enter into the kingdom of God. And so our flesh, our spirit, is not going to enter into the kingdom of God. There's only one thing that's going to enter, and that's the soul. And if you're involved in sin, then your soul is dirty tonight. But the only thing that can clean up your soul is to be born again. Amen. To give your life to God totally and completely. Amen. And it gives us an advantage. Praise God. And all of these scriptures bypass the flesh and spirit, and they go straight to the soul. The way is through Jesus Christ. Somebody ought to say amen. Amen. And the destination is heaven. If you'll focus on him and him alone and die daily, I want to tell you tonight, you're going to make it to heaven. Amen. Well, praise God. Romans 6 and verse 11. We have an advantage here tonight over other people. Romans 6 and verse 11 through verse 14. Likewise, reckon ye also yourselves to be dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body, that you should obey it in the lust thereof. Neither yield your members as instruments of righteousness unto sin, but yield yourselves unto God as those that are alive from the dead. Praise God, we were dead in our sins, but today we are alive. And your members as instruments of righteousness unto God, for sin shall not have dominion over you, for you are not under the law, but under grace. And there is the great advantage that we have. When we focus on the Lord, grace kicks in, and we have more power than we would if we were just doing it on our own. And so he gives us the way, Romans 6 and verse 6, knowing this, that the old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. That does not mean that you're never going to sin. Now, don't give me a show of hands tonight, but how many that are here tonight have sinned since you gave your life to God? There's every hand, and I'm not asking you to raise your hand tonight. Excuse me. But every hand is raised because all have sinned. What are we going to do about that? Well, I tell you what we're going to do. We're going to find a place to crucify this flesh, and we're going to destroy this flesh so that we will not obey it in the lust thereof. And sin is not going to take over my life. I'm going to repent of it, and I'm going to go on. I hope this helps somebody here tonight, because the devil will try to beat you down that you told a lie or you did something you weren't supposed to do and you sinned against God. I'm telling you tonight, there is forgiveness, and it is complete forgiveness, praise God, so that we can end up in the very end winning this great battle and making it all the way. Praise God. Romans chapter 6 and verse 4. Somebody there tonight? Who's there on the front row? Hunter, read that for us tonight.
Therefore we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in a newness of life.
Amen. And so we are buried with him. We die with him in Romans chapter 6 and verse 6. And then we are buried with him in baptism. So that's how we find the way. Praise God. We have to get rid of, we have to repent of our sins. And then we have to have those sins washed away. And when they are washed away, then we rise up from the grave, just as Jesus rose up from the grave in like manner, and we walk in a newness of life. Praise God. But remember that old man that was buried, he's going to try to rise up again and afflict you. Amen. That's where you've got to stand for God and stand in the pathway to heaven.
Amen.
Praise God. I guess the gist of it, maybe I could have just said this and be done tonight. Get close to God and you're going to make it.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Maybe some of you wish that's what I would have said. And that would have been my message. There was some famous man that had to make a speech to graduating students. And he walked to the podium. Everyone was waiting for him to say his words of wisdom. And he stood in the pulpit or the stand there, and he said, never, never, never give up. he turned around and sat down, and that was his speech. Praise God. But what profound words it is. Never, never, never give up. Amen. Brother Deontay, we're on our way to a great place. And we can't let this body and this spirit bring us down, but we've got to stand for God and make it through everything. Stand with me tonight. Praise God. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Somebody said amen.
Amen.
Somebody lift your voice with me tonight. Let's thank God for this victory that we have. Thank God for the victory that we have. Thank God for a way. Thank God we can know the way. Lord, you are the way. You are the truth. You are the life. You're everything that we need. You are food for the soul. You are the manna that has come down from heaven. And we have everything we need in you tonight. Help us to turn our eyes to you. Focus our attention upon you. Praise God. Praise God. Sing tonight. Let's sing a chorus.